What was her name?
Yeah, I thought I didn't get no call, so I thought he had me thought he had me banned. I didn't know.
No,
Got
I was trying to. I was texting Rock at the same time. I'm
All right.
I'm fucked. You mean no show?
Another
You mean no show?
episode.
Yeah.
No, another
I'm
episode.
fucked.
Another episode from Run to Tell That Podcast. This is the After Party Lounge. Okay, in the After Party Lounge, there is no topics. We just talk about anything and everything. And
Okay.
there's no need of introductions. But I'm gonna go ahead and do the introduction. Okay, so we got the newest person to the podcast, Cali Girl 68, aka
Move that there.
Punching Bag Betty, likes to get fisted.
Oh,
We got Pro 24, aka you know who it is. We
Where's
got
that Yeah.
G Man, aka him, aka Love Meat. We got
You no, ain't
Dale,
no damn little meat over here.
aka
Ain't no little meat right here.
aka the philosopher,
Little
JP, aka the sex symbol. And then you got
You
me,
gonna borrow this and
Gerard,
just
aka Gray Sweats, aka Gigolo Gerard, aka Your Mama's Fantasy. Okay, let's go.
Yes, sir. So let me tell you something. I was just thinking about it. We were just having a conversation a few minutes ago about the Go ahead, G. Wait, listen. No, you say you cold? No, Jay, I said I was cold. I ain't say nothing like that. So you said, I ain't say nothing
Dale, you
about
say
cold.
No,
let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask all y'all a question. So if you show up to somebody's house, how the hell are you gonna show up to somebody's house with a damn New York Giant damn hat on? They'll show up with a whole damn gone New York Giants hat on. Ain't look, you the fan? You a fan?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm a fan. It's what it is.
Okay. Hey, look.
But now again, who team still left in the playoffs?
I ain't got no team in the
Me neither.
I look,
unless
Cap,
you're
look,
a Commanders
look.
or Philadelphia
Let me tell you,
or Kansas.
Cali underwear burned up that night when Georgia lost.
Okay.
Oh
Her
shit.
underwear on
What?
fire. Yeah, your underwear on fire.
First
It
of
was on
all, I
fire.
don't wear underwear. I wear
Or you wear
panties,
G string?
okay?
What you
I,
wear?
oh, a
You
who,
wear
what?
tidy whitey? Huh?
No.
Michael Commando.
What, you don't wear no underwear at all?
Sometimes I
Send
do,
me a
and
picture.
sometimes I don't.
Send me a picture of your underwear right quick.
No. No.
He said,
Hey, let send me a picture so I can smell it right quick.
For some
scratch,
reason,
sniff.
I felt like somebody was gonna say, "Let me see." I knew it. I just didn't know which one.
Let
I
me
felt
see
like
your
somebody was gonna say,
underwear,
"Let me
Cali.
see."
Mm-mm.
Man, why don't you straight up pull your pants up? Show you crunch.
Yes.
So, Cali, if it don't smell like strawberry, don't send it. If it smell like peach,
What we gonna
then
do?
you better mail it. If it smell like apple,
Ha
then you don't send it.
right, since everybody got quiet.
I think you're trying to say,
So Callie, give
no,
us a
no.
breakdown on this thing called fisting, since you brought it up.
Whoa now. Whoa.
Well, I
We don't
want
want
that
her
girl.
banned. We
You
don't
guys
want her
need to go
banned.
find that girl that was in the show so we could discuss it. I ain't gonna just
Well,
talking to the air.
I tried to send it out to everybody, but I don't see nobody coming in. My iPad may be getting funky.
You guys got messages or something. I see the messages floating in the air, so I don't know what that's all about.
See, I can't see nothing on my end.
Yeah. Anyways,
Okay, I just sent it to her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give it a minute. Give it a minute.
Yeah, G.
Y'all don't see the messages floating up in the air, the blue little bubbles?
I don't see anything.
Let's go ahead and really play the messages.
What?
Well, there's no messages. That was the share. That's I thought that was the share thing. When Ro was sharing it. That's all that is.
Okay. This is hilarious to hear you guys whisper in the background. It is hilarious.
Hey. My, look, when I was trying to tell you about your name, what it sound like,
My name?
Yeah, Callie. So the C stand for what? The A stand
for what? Wow. Put a little respect on it, man. Come.
Okay, so I'm gonna just go ahead. The color ass and
here we go.
So Callie, when you hear us whispering in the background,
we're trying to be respectful, that's all.
And we definitely don't want nobody to hear what we're talking about.
But I can look, Callie, the next time I will mute just for you.
Look, the only thing I like about your name, Callie, is how many foreplay I can get at the end of the night.
Say what?
How many foreplay I can get at the end of the night?
How many what?
Foreplay. When I think about Callie, I think about foreplay.
You mean how much? Not how many.
How many? How many? No. How many? Because think about it now. Check this out. I'm sitting right here. I don't want to do it in front of the guys, but I already grabbed the 13-2.
Oh.
Well, don't do that, bro.
I'm gonna take a picture of it and send it to you right now.
He said, "Don't do that."
How much? How many? How many four plays?
Oh, she said, "How?" She said. That's supposed to be how much you want to use a proper English.
Yeah, how much? Thank you. Grammar. Proper.
So
thank you.
Ro and Gerard, they dead to the world. So
what a player at?
Oh, no. Listen. I'm muted. I was in some messages.
Go ahead and. No, we.
Can you now, I was in the, what you call it? I was trying to see if I can get back. It looked like she is no longer online, so.
She damn. Probably went on the fan base. Because that's what she said she was going.
And I don't think Rock will be back in. I was trying to shoot out the Rock, but.
Yeah, it's you.
I don't see that happening. I think Rock may have got. I think your man's thanks got bro. Rock. Yeah, I think you may have got him. Unless you're sitting in here and I'm not seeing it, because my screen ain't showing nobody. I think my stereo.
Yeah, no, ain't nobody. Switch. I ain't seen nobody.
Somebody.
Nah, nobody in here.
I just want to say that I give G-Man the utmost. I felt like he was gonna go full steam ahead and blitz homeboy, but he didn't. He showed.
Y'all tell strength. Me what happened real quick. Tell me what happened.
But Gerard went on his 30 minutes rant.
Lord have mercy.
Gerard went on his 30 minutes
rant. But Gerard, thank you for sticking up for me. Thank you guys.
I had to peel it down like a banana.
Oh.
That didn't sound right. That don't sound right, sir. That didn't sound right.
Somebody
I haven't said it. I haven't said it in a long time, but I guess I need to say it now. Pause. I had to pause you on that one.
No, hey, look, no Diddy. No Diddy.
Somebody's. When y'all leave, it's gonna be a party in here.
It done happened before we leave.
Yeah, you make sure you get in the house.
Yeah.
You know what? He sent me the same message.
Before we leave.
Oh, that guy? He back chatted me. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. I was totally lost when I came back in, and he back chatted me immediately, and I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like all of us may be banned from doing it live. It's just gonna be us. Yeah, because he sent me the joint talking about Rock. He had the whole bullet points and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why we bitch.
So like, I was back. Yeah, he about to turn all that in. He about to turn all that in.
You want something?
Yeah, I tried. Hey,
what the hell?
Good.
I gotta
get down. That's wrong. I said we go tomorrow too.
Yeah. Which is crazy because he talking about some vulgar when he was the one that was talking about whores. started off. I'm like, come on, bro. How you gonna talk about language and you gonna automatically start disrespecting women? You could have just said, yo, I teach my son not to talk to these particular type of females, but then you want to say whores, but then you want to get on everybody else. Come on, man.
I mean, oh, yeah, that's true. You could have said,
now, I heard that part. Yeah, I did hear that part, what he was saying. You could. So yeah. He wanted to say in a Christian way and some with some words, right? But you're still saying the words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he wanted us to say it, but then.
Right.
Oh, never mind. Look, mm-hmm. Look like she back online now.
Oh.
Callie
needs to talk to her.
Other than that, that's what, in a nutshell, that's what happened. It started with the one message where he said something about you said a curse word, and then I followed you up with a curse word. I don't remember what you said, but then he said I followed you up with a curse word, and I should have been the man. I should have led instead of being a follower.
Oh my God!
So that's what was said. So that's when we kind of like got off of topic. And we entertained his foolishness.
Wow.
So that's what happened.
So I sent her a message to tell her that you want to talk to her about this fisting shit.
See, yeah, to come in here. Yep.
Yeah, I sent it to her.
Cool.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. I need all y'all.
Why do I got two of these up?
I need every. Well, why? So, y'all don't know. My degree.
What's your degree, my bro? What is your specialty? What is your major?
Did he say he has a degree?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I just got my degree yesterday. I just got my degree yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. What gas station did you get it at?
So, I got my degree as Phoenix.
Phoenix University.
Phoenix University. I am now a doctor in gynecologist. So, Callie.
All right. Then you explain to me about fisting if you are a gynecologist.
Yeah, so whenever you want to get checked, just let me know. I can check you right now. So
I'll fly out
there. Hey, you need to get sure. You need to get closer to the mic.
Microphone. Thank you.
You sound far away.
All right. So y'all can hear me now?
Okay.
So Callie?
Yes.
You ready for your checkup?
No.
I
need to know what your credentials are. What are your credentials? What can you do?
Well, for one thing, I can check every single thing that goes on with the clitoris.
I'm showing all your crap.
There you go. There
he
is.
I'm gonna pull it up.
So it's I normally like if it don't point out, then I don't rub it. If it point in, I rub it. if that makes sense.
What?
What?
What? First of all. Oh my God. I don't even know how to respond to this. Okay, let me entertain this for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rubbing it. Rubbing it how? How are you rubbing it?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you want me to rub it? How do you want me to rub it, Callie?
No. You're the teacher now. You're the teacher. You say you know this, so go ahead.
No, I'm the doctor.
Remember, I ain't telling you nothing.
All right, so how the way I will rub it is that two things I would do. The first thing I would do, either I will put some.
Come on, G, you shouldn't have to think.
No.
Right.
I will make sure.
Yeah, y'all don't help him on this. Do not help him on this. Let him talk.
So the first thing that I would do with the little click is I would actually
the little. Okay. Wow.
Let me say it right. So the first thing I would do with the man in the boat is that I would
You don't sound like you like to do that the way you said it. You sound like you have to do it or something.
If I don't want to put my tongue in it, then guess what? I'll put my tongue in your ears.
Oh God! See, yeah, you don't like to do it.
On that,
you don't.
Well, okay.
You do not like to do it because look. Wait. I will cut you off. You don't like to do that because the way I describe doing things, you guys hear my tone of voice, and I love to do it. Damn it! I'm going to take you out. What you just said, you were like, "Oh, if I have to, mommy, I'll do it."
Well, take me out, then. Describe how you go do.
No, this is on you. The ball's in your court. You're supposed to be.
No, describe to me how you go do 13-2. So tell me how you gonna do it.
No, so I'm not. No, right. You're not done. I'm not done with you. You haven't answered my question.
Well, guess what, man? Look. So guess what? Let me tell you this. So my town name is.
Oh
my
God!
My town name is Larry the Lizard.
Larry the Lizard.
Elizabeth, really? Oh my God! It's going downhill quick.
No, don't you worry, Callie. By the time I finish with you, you're gonna be going down quick.
You haven't even got me on the table yet. I'm still sitting in the chair.
I already put you on the table.
No, you haven't. No, yeah, you haven't. You just came into the room and shut the door and thought you were going to do something. I'm still sitting in the chair. You have not entertained me enough to get me on the table.
Guess what? I'm going to pass it to Gerard. Tell me what you're going to do, Gerard.
How I got caught in this conversation. Had nothing to do with me. I was never asked. So, I know one thing. We got two messages.
Yeah.
Goddamn, I see y'all back. Roll CG68, not 69. Jared and G-Man. Shit, I'm having a good time right now. Just watching Smallville. I thought y'all was gone. I'll be goddamn. You ain't the Negro Dactyls and you ain't the Negro Bots, but together those two form the Negro Dacity, and that's quite a disturbing, niggerestin' group right there. I'm watching this Smallville. My woman came in the room and asked me what I wanted for dinner. I had to remind myself where I was and that I am in a relationship. I know I've been coming back here for many millennia. When you're having a time, you gotta check yourself. Hey, shout out there, everybody. This is Rock. This is the country throwback right here. I heard something about them guys who was, you know, aiming at each other in a rap song over like dinner of a quarter of a century of ago. That Biggie and that Tupac, right? Biggie did have some gay lyrics. Listen to this shit. When I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy dick. Did y'all hear that shit? It wasn't nothing sapient about that. It was all the homo and homo sapiens. I can say that.
I'm dying, you know what? Because my man Rock knows the assignment. He know what it is.
Well, I'm going to ask Rock about an assignment. Rock. Rock, I need you to tell G-Man how you rub a, how you handle a clip.
Hey, G-Man.
Hey, G-Man, you need to pay attention.
Check your text.
Who called my name? Look, who called my name? Look,
why does it matter?
Look, who called my name?
Me. What about it?
No, the last time, look, let me tell you, Licorice Larry, he lick around the clip.
Oh my God.
No,
Licorice
you
Larry. Look around.
Take the licorice twister somewhere else.
Licorice Larry.
Licorice Larry. Wow.
No. Y'all keep talking. Let me pull me a shot right quick. Let me pull me a shot, and I'll tell y'all how Licorice Larry get down.
Check your text while you take your shot. Oh, man. That's too funny.
Licorice Larry. Look.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's Rock's response. I'm gonna hear this.
Well, first off, you want to know how you handle that clit? I'm gonna let you know. I'm about half a century right here. I know what I'm talking about. You get your fingers on your left hand or your right hand, whichever one. Yeah, I'm left hand, I'm southpaw. Yeah, you make the V sign, like you're gonna put your tongue in it. You make the V sign, and you get her clitoris, that little ball right there, and you put it between the V. In your finger, and you clamp on it, you squeeze, you get your other finger, and you thump it. Your heart, you thump until you hear a thud. Then you get your finger wet, and then you rumble around. If you want, you can lick on it. I suggest you wash it first.
And G-Man wasn't paying no attention.
Yeah, look, you ain't gotta worry. G-Man always pay attention. And guess what?
What he say?
Guess what? I'm looking right at you right now, Callie. I'm gonna tell you right now. I pay attention to everything. He said that G-Man is always right when Cali Girl is wrong.
Which I'm never right. I'm never wrong.
And he also said that Cali wants some Licorice Larry.
No. No. That's not what he said at all.
Five almond in the
chrome
cup.
Mm-mm. No.
So you, hey, hold up. Hey, can y'all be quiet for some? No, wait,
be quiet. Hey, Rock, have you ever heard me talk about being fisted? You ever been in an audit? I want to talk to Rock for a minute.
So how can I talk to Callie and Gerard and Roe?
Kelly
is
the truth.
You kind of lost me. You lost me. I'm diverting somewhere else.
Kelly's my new baby.
No, Kelly don't want you. Kelly seen the picture. She seen a picture of all five of us together. She seen the print. Kelly seen the print.
Give me that.
Kelly seen the print.
He's due too.
By the way, gentlemen, my birthday's coming up in February.
Oh shit, that's what's up.
End of February. That's after Valentine's Day. Nothing.
What you got planned?
I'm gonna hang out with my kids.
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna hang out with my kids, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My son texted me the other day and told me to come over on the 22nd. So,
what, you and your friend don't have anything planned?
Me and my boyfriend? Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll probably go over there and he'll give me my presents.
Give you what? Your what?
My presents.
Presents. Oh.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Hey, look. Uh-huh. So, can NBC come by?
I'm
done with that. You ain't bringing your butt down here. You're not. So
no,
don't even worry about it.
I'll tell you what. Can NBC come by?
You let NBC come by?
No.
So you don't. So you don't
since you said it, black since caucus. You said it, him. What does NBC stand for?
National Black Caucus. National Black
Caucus. You don't have to cock it, all right.
So you don't. Okay, so I do what you want. So guess what? Hey, look. Matter of fact, when is your birthday again?
The end of February.
The end of February. So don't, hey,
Jay. Now what Callie won't.
Callie don't want you. Callie want the next. No, she don't want. She wants somebody to fist her.
Somebody that's an alpha.
No.
Somebody that's a butthole.
No. What was that?
I am a male chauvinist. Go ahead and talk to Callie. No,
we got some Callie messages for Rock, no, y'all.
Callie, G-Man got to tell us the saddest thing about you. What's the sad thing about Callie, G-Man?
Callie can't even last 5 minutes in bed.
Oh, shit.
I bet there you in go. The morning.
There we go.
Callie can only last... I'll bet you any money, Callie can only last 2 minutes in bed.
Oh, that's a fucking lie.
Callie, I know for a fact you only can last. I can tell how the way you talk. Say hi. Say hi. Hi. He. And see.
Don't call her. You shouldn't hear it in her voice.
She a 2 minute lover.
No, she a 2 minutes lover. Just like Heavy D said, the overweight lover in the house. Overweight lover.
Yeah, with a 2 inch lover.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Who got 2 inches?
Never mind. We got 3 messages.
No, I'm taking a picture. Look, give me 5 minutes. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
Oh, God.
My woman and I was trying this. We do dress up every now and then. One thing about this internet, I call it the nigga net. It gives you coupons for these apps and such to when you want to go to rooms and motel rooms and such. It's the motel rooms cost $300 with these internet and these nigga net apps. You can get a room like $150 a night, $130 sometimes. So we go to the room every now and then, every few months, couple months. We dress up. I play Super Nig. She plays Sister Gal. She got on a cape. She got a skirt with no panties on, you know. I let her know. I say it real country. Pull down your britches. We're getting at it. We're getting on. I forgot why I was telling y'all this, but it was just a nostalgic memory I was having. Oh, that's why I was telling you. Damn, I forgot again. I ain't got amnesia, but I got that other shit. Dementia. Because I'm in another dimension with my shit.
That's how he said it. Pull down your britches.
Fucking clutch, my man. Hold on.
Run and tell that lounge the after party. What is going on? Row 24.
It's a hot mess in here, Miss UK.
G46 and G-Man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room. What y'all here talking about?
Oh, shit.
We talking about how G-Man doesn't know how to rub the clit.
Oh, God.
Now that I'm still in my dimension, in another dimension mode, we was at that room getting it on, right? Me and my old lady playing a dress up. And when she wanted to throw it back, she said, hit me from the back. I said, doggy or froggy? She said, either way. And when I'm hitting it all good, I said, you like the way it hurts? She said, say it and mean it. Don't say hurt, say hoit. I said, you like the way that hoit?
Oh, shit.
See, G-Man and him are not paying.
When I'm getting with my woman and we about to get it on, she say it's time for SWTL. She want that long and she gonna get that long. That SWTL. Y'all remember that now. Getting on down, you getting on down. When she get to throwing it back, I gotta take my heart pills first, you know, at least 3 hours before. I'm not gonna have some mild heart attack. I'm not looking to have a stroke. Cause she like to throw it back and I like to ramsack. When we get finished, she keep her britches off and I go get a hot towel and wipe her down. And she say, baby, you want me to wipe you down? I say, yeah. While she wiping me down, I get right a wreck right back again, and we going right back at it. I said, wait a minute. I got to take a break because she wanted for 5 minutes, and I wanted for 45 minutes. And the next AM when we get up, when I wake and I'm in a hospital bed, I said, damn, she threw that ass back.
She kept her, he said she kept her britches off. Oh, shit.
Hold on, wait a minute. Back that ass up for the 99s and the 2000s. Did you just say he don't know how to rub the clit?
Yep, I sure did.
Hold on, I gotta sit up for this shit.
Yep.
You take it. It's like a guitar when you pluck it. Gently. Rub it. Pet it. Talk to it. Be gentle with it. That's become right. One with the clitoris.
You heard that, G-Man? Lesson number one.
Yeah, look. I got all the... Look, let me tell you something, Kelly. I'm going to tell you right now. I got all the lesson nobody need to know about. So let me tell you this. If I come to Atlanta right now, and I drop that clitoris pill on you, you won't know what happened. You know what the clitoris pill is, right?
I won't know what happened because I ain't doing nothing because you ain't doing it right.
The clitoris pill is my tongue. That's how I sound.
Why you sound like a wild turkey?
Exactly.
It's cold outside. Yeah. Kelly.
Yes.
I know this is JP. I know I can't compete with the G man. but I cheat, baby. I got you, but she will. And I was like, G-Man, too busy in the background talking. G-Man.
Yeah, he not paying attention.
So what, Kelly?
You said some deep shit. G-Man is failing terribly at the split thing.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm gonna run
him
back there.
What'd
she say? I was about to ask the same question. Like, did it just turn into Thanksgiving up in here? What the fuck? Hey, anybody come down there eating that cat like that? That's something wrong. It needs to be some redirection. What?
That's what happened when men get together. I knew I wasn't the only one that thought right. The same thing.
Hey, that's what happened when best friends get together. You ain't gonna understand what we're saying, but we know we're speaking Japanese. That's it.
Japanese, okay.
Leave it up to JP to be dropping that D over Nakasaki.
Make sure when she getting it on with you, when you're getting it on with her, make sure you take off everything one at a time. I don't know about 12 play. This going to be all play. Take off your stilettos, baby. Take off them knee-high come fuck me socks. Pull down your britches while you're at it. And that's when she say, you come pull down my britches, get them back for me and slither them down like that conda.
At some point, somebody gonna say, "So you gonna go ahead and mount me?" What the fuck?
Oh Lord!
What happened next?
He did his business.
Oh man, y'all stupid. I think by far this is the funniest after party we've done so far.
Yes.
So far.
Hey, him.
Him. Road dog calling you.
Look. I'm walking over. Look. I
can't walk no fast. Look, I got two bad knees and one long dick.
What? What the fuck? Don't you bring your ass down here then.
Hey, if Road Dog ain't got nothing else, he's supposed to have that because we didn't have to hear about it for the last year. You said, yeah. Hey, fellas.
Hey, look.
Hey, you call it. Road Dog got a third leg, as they call it.
Hey, look. You saw how quick I came over? Look, I came over. I came.
So Callie. No, what you whispering?
So,
hey, speak up.
Hey, so are you looking for him?
No.
Are you looking for G-Man?
I think Callie always looking for both.
Well, guess what? G-Man ain't gonna be able to fish you. But him?
Reconnecting.
He have sex with different people. That's the definition of him. Guess what?
And how is that a good thing? Go ahead.
That'll be good. That'll be a good thing for you.
No. I got another question for him when he comes back.
Clitoris,
man in the boat.
The clitoris.
Clitoris.
Let's start. No. That was level maybe number five. We need to start back at level number one. G-Man. No. Listen. Level one. How do you handle nipples?
The nipples, I just grab it and squeeze it, tell it, there you go.
Oh, darling. Mr. Cheesecake, you hear this?
Look, let me tell you something about nipples. Nipples.
What?
Nipples are really simple. It's really simple. Look, nipples are really sensitive, but you just grab them, you squeeze them.
Grab them and squeeze them, huh? Not good.
He reconnected.
Go ahead, Gene.
Tell Callie the rest. You know what's wrong with Callie?
What's wrong with Callie?
Callie wants somebody to actually like grab them nipples and pull it towards them, just like a monkey.
Squeeze them.
She want to be like a monkey.
Stuck on them. What else you do to him, Gene?
A monkey sucker. She want to be a monkey sucker. A monkey sucker. The
way JP said.
What?
Callie, don't let Gene fool you.
A monkey?
Jesus, suck on till he get the milk out of him.
Oh God! Oh Jesus!
Oh, oh my God!
Hold on, y'all,
hold that thought.
Wait, play.
Hold that thought in the background. Hold that thought.
Hey, play.
Okay, we getting ready to have church on a Friday, because ain't no motherfucking way. Wait a minute. You said you grabbing nipples, squeezing them, and twisting them. What the fuck? Why is we so aggressive with the nips? You got to treat right, the exactly. nips like the clit, because they both sensitive. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain level of pressure that you got to provide for mm-hmm. each of those. And it definitely yep. has nothing to do with... Like, no, don't do that. Don't be all aggressive with it. You got to take your time with it. Oh, my God. Everybody bow your heads. Here we are, right. dearly beloved, gathered here today in this thing called life and Thanksgiving turkeys with all the trimmings.
Hey, shout out to the panel. How you guys doing? How do you handle nipples? I mean, that's what I heard Cali girl say. I mean, for me personally, I mean, I would obviously bite the fucking nipple. I would spit on the nipple. I would bitch slap the nipple. I would tweak the nipple. I mean, what else can you do? You know what I'm saying? No, there's a lot you can do. You just have to use your imagination. You got to be creative in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Don't do the basics. Otherwise, that's just going to be stagnant and mundane. Do you understand? Be creative. You can even buy toys and shit like that. You know? So there you go.
Shit.
Y'all trying to kill the damn nipples. What the hell? Yeah, what happened to gentleness?
Don't play. Look, don't play another message. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Callie, I got to talk to Miss Cheesecake. Now, I'm different. Uh-oh. I like them nipples too, Miss Cheesecake, but I ain't going to hurt them. I'm going to take it. I'm going to suck on them.
Yes, sir.
And I might just fall asleep sucking on them. But
that's right.
Yeah.
My bubble gum kind.
And the philosopher said we love the nipples a long time. But I love some breast. I love some breast meat.
That's right.
Yes. Hey, look, we don't like dark meat over here.
He said, I love me some breast meat.
Yeah.
Breast meat.
As the philosopher said, love you for a long time.
And just forgive them, Miss Cheesecake.
Dog meat.
Oh man. You got six messages.
Why all the wild shit come from the three people speaking out of one microphone? It's like right. All the wild hey, shit come from over there.
That's what we do over here. Because we love you, Gigolo.
That's right.
You've been wild all your life.
And look, you know the thing about Gigolo?
What was that?
He was long for a long time.
Long time. And he done loved him long time.
Look, Gigolo, let me tell y'all this, man, about Gigolo Giraffe.
Yeah.
He sit there, he actually like, hey. He sound like, hey.
Yeah.
Gigolo Giraffe got 15 different girls in the pansy.
Yeah.
You know what pansy mean, right?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Stop lying. You know.
Look, here you go. I'm gonna send you this one right here. Here you go. You ready?
I'm shocked and appalled.
You know that
I'm shocked and appalled.
You are the big bad.
I am shocked and appalled by the thing that y'all saying about me right now.
When are you shocked and appalled?
After the truth is said.
Right now.
The only time
I'm letting y'all know right now, this episode is not being aired. It's going to go behind the Patreon.
It's not going to be aired. Hey,
Rodan. Wow.
He ain't shocked in a paw. He's shot in a paw.
Because
you ain't shocked in a paw. You shocking a paw.
Look, JP. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm good.
All I know is we got a bunch of messages. Ro, you need to get back on the message.
Hold on, wait a minute. I just lit up my joint or whatever. I'm getting lifted higher than the ceiling. But look, did you just say you like long nipples, like orangutan titties? Like, did you just say that? Like, okay, so I got a question. Now, me being a part of the legitimate choir, lettuce, bacon, guacamole, tomato community, I like titties too. You know what I'm saying? I'm an ass connoisseur, though, really and seriously. Titties is cool, you know what I'm saying? But the ass got to be, you know what I'm saying? But like, titties, though. Orangutan titties? What is the... Do everybody like long nipples? Like, they look scary to me. It's like you hit it and it's... Like, I don't know. I'm kind of scared of them. Them kind of scary.
I think what it is you lick the nipple, but then you bite around so you catch the areola, so you bite around it. You won't get that good. It's going to be like the wave 360 that go around the nipple. If that's what he's talking about. But I wouldn't know. I just learned from Gerard. Next message.
You learned shit from me.
Now, I met this girl. And, you know, when we got naked, right? You know what I'm saying? I was surprised because she had piercings on her nipples. Piercings. I mean, that must have been fucking painful. I know the nipples are sensitive. I just cannot even think about that. It's like having piercings in your clit. Like, why would you do that? Seriously, women can be freaky, man. I swear to God, I was like, whoa, I was not ready for that. So obviously she said, like, just be gentle, you know what I'm saying? It was a little bit weird, like, trying to suck the nipples when she had piercings. You know what I'm saying? She was a freak. I'm going to be honest. She had tattoos and piercings. She could just like take all type of pain. You know what I'm saying?
Giving it to my woman. Ooh, she want that. Tighten it on that tightrope. Oh, her shit is so good. And she got them fat ass areolas look like a goddamn mountain tip. I'm giving it to her. Fat ass morsels.
What's the fascination about this?
All right, all right. You know what? She is right. Miss Cheesecake, yes, I completely forgot. All right, all right. Nipples are very, very sensitive. So you gotta be sensitive as well. But for me, it's difficult to be sensitive. I like to be dominant in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? I like to just go fucking full throttle. You know what I'm saying? Just like, argh! With aggression. But yeah, I guess sometimes you have to be gentle.
Making love to my woman, she want me to. She says, "Suck on my neck, like the vampire in Brooklyn." And I get her a fat ass monkey on her goddamn neck. She said, "Play my song, baby."
Oh my god.
I love when my woman and I is getting down and she want me to put on that love-making music. But the night before last, she wanted me to play that Amen and all. We was getting on down. She'll wrap her thighs around my calves when I clap. And she say, "Play that Amen and all." We getting it on. You hear that bed rocking. Just reminiscing about me. Get my dangus up to my woman and we go to make love with each other. And we go to mush our faces up to each other so hard and make my teeth hurt when a clinker gets hers and go, "Hang." Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we gonna get it on. We gonna always. We gonna do. You hear that tremble in my voice when I talk like that?
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh shit, my head is bumping right now. This is a trip.
Now, since we are being freaky, right? This is a freaky conversation. For me, what I like is I do like to bite. I'm like a fucking shark. I definitely love to bite. For real. Like, I love to bite a woman's lips, the neck, the nipples, between the thighs. I just like biting. You know what I'm saying? That's just like my thing. I don't know when I discovered it, but I just enjoy biting. And you could control the strength of the bite. You can bite gently. You could just nibble or you can bite hard. Yeah. You know? Well, not too hard. You don't want to take a fucking chunk out of the woman's skin, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember once I did bite really hard and she was like in a lot of pain because, you know, I was like going a little bit crazy and she was like, "What the fuck?" You know?
Wait a minute.
Hold on, because you said clit piercings. Okay, now look, check it out. It's like they look pretty, you know what I'm saying? The piercings, but the level of crazy that comes behind that, you know what I'm saying? Like, the clit is very sensitive. First of all, you just letting the motherfucker just jab you with a needle in your clit just so you can have an even more intense orgasm. How hard are you trying to come, bitch? Because that's a lot of nothing. I don't know. That is, I never do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. No. Rock got me over here screaming. I'm cracking the fuck up.
Yo, I don't know who this guy is. Like, I don't know. Bofar Hack, whatever your name is. Bro, you are horny. I swear to God, please tell me you're not stroking your dick while leaving audio messages.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be kind of weird if you're doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make me feel like you're like P. Diddy and shit, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hey, NTTT. Hey, TT.
Oh man, that's too cool. That's too funny. Oh shit.
That was all the messages? Yeah.
Yeah, that was all
the yeah.
Okay.
And then Rock came through in the clutch. Like always. But yeah, I don't know. I guess it's the I guess with the areola is just more so just the
Well, what's the fascination of the areola? Why does it matter the size of it?
Ooh, it don't matter the size to me.
Yeah, I don't think it matter. I think
it don't matter to me.
I hear a lot of guys talking about, oh, how big is it? And, oh, it looks so nice because it's nice and big. Like, who cares? Mm-hmm. Just take care of it.
I don't know. I think it's the, since we don't have a hallucination in here, I don't have the technical term for it. You know, but the area around, you know, you bite around that, get that 360 going around it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can nibble on the nipple, lick around it, then you go back to biting around it. Is this a, if I was to guess based off what Gerard said, I wouldn't know, you know.
When the fuck did I say that?
I want Miss Cheesecake to come back because I want to ask her about fisting.
Oh, shoot. Hold on.
See, man. Here's one with a funny accent, man. Say, I don't like P. Diddy, huh? You always gotta say some racist shit, you racist fucking nasty motherfucker. Goddamn. A motherfucker can't make a joke without a motherfucking mayonnaise militia always thinking it's real. I can't even argue with my people without one of them saying, please don't do nothing. Please don't start fighting. That's your mind your fucking business, huh? Yeah, fuck.
Wow.
That escalated real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. I saw it. As soon as his message would play, I kind of figured that was going to be a response. So, yeah. It was still funny as shit, though. I ain't going to lie. Funny as hell. Rockin' trip.
Yeah, you already know. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, man, who was that? Want to know? You won't be coming down on my fucking chest, mate, you fuck.
Damn.
G-Man didn't
that's how you get a motherfucker. That's how you get a motherfucker out in the room. Rock got his ass up out. He left.
Quickly.
Quickly. Quickly.
Hold on. Cheesy said she coming right back.
Okay.
Answer your question.
Oh, so you gonna talk about fisting, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see if she.
You've been wanting to talk about that for a minute.
I know. Well, you guys, yeah. With another woman.
Mm-hmm. That titty titty bang bang.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying.
Wonder if she ever felt those knuckles rub all inside of her. Damn it.
Y'all was something else.
I don't know. You know, I think that 46 is being mighty quiet, you know.
Who?
You?
You. That's what I'm saying. This is, we know it done geared toward this conversation, and, you know, we all know how you give it up sometimes, you know.
Gerard.
I give it up.
Yeah,
I give it up. What do you mean?
I mean, granted, that make it sound like you easy. My bad.
Exactly.
My bad.
Play the message.
You are very selective. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You are selective. I apologize.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You pop that moose knuckle around. I'm sorry.
Hey, well, where everybody go? Now, you see, I didn't start that. You saw that dude come fucking. You know, he come off talking that shit about, what'd he say? Y'all heard what he said. But when I go to ride back, hey, man, if you jab at me, I'm going to jab at you. My people ain't got no safe space to even joke at, because here come they funny ass. You know, oh, if they doing it, I can do it. Sit your ass up out of this, Kyle.
There's this cheesecake.
Nice. Nice. Sit your ass up with Kyle.
Okay. Miss Cheesecake.
Okay, Bobby, I'm sorry.
Back.
Oh,
Miss Cheesecake. I want
to
ask.
All right, I'm back in this thing. I had to skip around a little bit and go say hello to everybody and all that good jazz. I'm back in this thing now. What's going on?
So I want to know if you and I have been in a conversation about being fisted. Have you been fisted, Miss Cheesecake? Have you heard me talk about being fisted?
You really never talked about it with us. You just said you know. That you hadn't happened before, but you never really like
got into the details of it. What do you mean?
No, you didn't. You just said you've been fisted before.
Okay,
that was it. And then I made jokes about you saying it when you didn't say it before. But
so I
never did a deep dive in it.
Oh yeah, it's deep diving. I've had
one person.
I've been with one person that I experienced that with, and it was so good. So the way he went about it, he was very professional. So he's done it before. It was not his first time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't his first time. He went very slow. He made sure that we had, you know, it was the end part of our, you know, session, if you want to call it, right? You don't want to do that at the beginning. You want to do that at the end. Mm-hmm. But it was just his fist, his fingers, his hand up to his wrist, right? And once you get it in, respectfully, nice and slow, you're moving, you're making a circle with your hand. So I'm feeling, the woman's feeling the knuckles massaging the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That is heaven. And then when you're going in and out, like making the fist go in and out a little bit, there's that suction that goes on. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's lovely.
Callie, come on back. You had a flashback. Let's bring it back.
It's so awesome.
You're already dripping down your leg right now. What are you thinking about?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but that's. And I don't want to say it's better than having just the regular, you know, smegler or whatever, but it's a different feeling. It's a different sensation. Like you actually being massaged on the inside. Anyway, and then when he pulls it out, his hand is all soaked with my juices. You know what I mean? It's just.
You speak so passionately about it. I mean,
because if it's done properly, it's awesome.
Okay.
Go ahead and play messages.
Had to clear your throat on that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, we'll be right back. I can't even get it the fuck out. Back that ass up for the 99s or the 2000s. Yes, I have heard you discuss different scenarios of fisting. Have I ever been fisted? No, apparently I'm not freaky enough because it's like the whole hand, though.
Yes.
Two, maybe three fingers. Okay. Three is kind of pushing it though, but the whole hand?
Yep.
Fuck.
So, Ro, when she said the hand down to the wrist, did you ball up your fist and look at your hand to your wrist? Because I know I did. God damn.
But you guys have to remember, that's ladies and babies. The baby's head is way bigger than your hand.
I know that, but I'm just saying, I said, God damn. Okay. Shit. I was there for a minute. I said, shit.
You were there for me?
I was Dale. I was like, God. And Dale be saying, after you say something and Dale follow up with that shit or whatever, that's how I was. Shit. I was like, damn. Hand the damn wrist.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro. You can play the messages.
I don't know. I'm not against it, but like me personally, I feel like I would be a puppet in that moment. Cause why you got your hand up my snatch so aggressively and you in here throwing up gang signs and the coochie? Like, what the fuck? No.
No. No, you don't. You don't extend your fingers. The man keeps his hand in a fist, right? So you got your knuckles, you got four knuckles, massaging points, massaging all around, and he's just twirling his hand. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Calm down, Callie, calm down.
Jesus. Hey, how do you talk like that? Hey, mate, what's going on today, mate? How do you talk like that?
He's still talking shit. He's still talking shit.
How you just raise your voice like that? How do you talk in that tone like that? It sound like you got a shrimp on a barbie, mate. It sound like you finna go, you know, roast some alligator and some crikeys, yeah? 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 I wonder how they say nigga. They say nigga. Oh, that sound funny. What's up, nigga? And even the way they say that. Hey, nigga. It sound like they on a wallaby, you know what I mean? Wearing a wallaby crabs, mate. Yeah, nigga. Ah, sound like a beer. You want a nigga? I had three of them, mate. Yeah. Fuck it. Maybe they turn each other on like that. Hi, hun. Hey, bet you pulled in your britches. Come over here. Kangaroo hop on me lap. Let me give you some of that real good shortness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when we get finished, I'm going to cut up some potatoes. I'm going to make us hash browns, all right? Yeah. I'm going to make some water. Hey, when they say water, they don't even pronounce tea. You want some water? I'm thirsty. You want some water? And when they say butter, you don't hear the tea. Yeah, you don't get the butter.
Are y'all getting drunk tonight? Y'all acting like some bitches. Fuck. I'm going to take a shot for all y'all ugly ass bitches. Y'all not fucking with me.
Kid. What happened to G-Man in there? Jesus.
It sounded like they just swallowed a lot of corn. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Oh my God.
Okay.
There was a lot of aggression there.
Yeah. Miss Cheesecake. I don't think you heard what I said after you kind of bounced off for a second. But no, they don't give you peace signs. They keep the fists closed and the knuckles of his hand are massaging the inside. And it's a lovely feeling. It's very lovely. You need to try it sometime.
Well.
And it goes in easier than you think, gentlemen. It goes in easier than you think. If she's nice and moist down there and you're just going in slowly, you do two fingers and then three fingers. And then as it opens up, it does open up because she's enjoying it. You'll get it in there. You will get it in there easier than you think.
Oh, no, I believe you. I just think that, you know, it's not,
It's not your thing.
Yeah, it's just not my, you know, it's not my thing.
That is okay.
But it's cool, though. You know, teach his own. I don't know about Gerard, you know. Big bad Buddha daddy could be different, you know.
Gerard, big bad and booty, huh?
Yeah. You know.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
He works with the condom, so it could be different.
Oh, Gerard? Not Gerard.
No, I don't. I do not.
Got a condom already on. He got a little, you know, like how some police officers have a little, they got like a little leg shooter with the strap to the ankle. That's where you keep the lube at. Because, you know, the condom don't really throughout the day. That way you just pull it up, get it on there, stroke it out, really? Pop it on in.
Really?
Good.
Really?
You said stroke it out and pop it on in.
Really? I hope you know, Callie, I hope you know that none of this stuff they're saying is true. But like, none of this stuff is true.
I mean,
I don't see you that way, but when they keep talking about it, I'm like,
It's not true. It is not true whatsoever. None of it is true.
And as he said, he kind of smiling behind it, so.
Because it's funny. I ain't saying it's not funny. It's funny, but it's not true.
Just saying, you know. It is what it is. But yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've ever.
But what if you? What if your lady asked you to do that? Would you do it?
Yeah. I'm all about, you know, if it's something that she wants, the same with something that I want, then yeah, you know, you should be open to, you know, try something. Depending on what it is, you know, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never had anybody ever ask for that.
Do you think that it's going to mess her up? Is that why you are not wanting to do that?
No, I never had anybody ever ask for it.
Mm.
You know.
Because it really doesn't. Because everything snatches back to its normal thing.
Yeah, so. I don't think it's that. I'll say that because it's like, you know, you if you've been with enough people, everybody got a history, so I look at it, it's still the same shit. Like, you may run across somebody that had quite a few. You know what I mean? So what does it matter at that point? You know?
Yeah.
She had some that was smaller or bigger than you, so.
True.
It really doesn't matter at that point, but I just never had anybody ask me personally.
Right. It's just one of those things that it was that one time deal that luckily for me, it went fantastic. And so I, to this day, remember the satisfaction I had from it. Now, I've never asked anybody to do that. You know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it was just something that I remember having done. And they did it the right way to where I was happy with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. But anywho.
Yeah.
So what about you, Gerard? You ever had anybody ever ask you for that?
No.
So what's the craziest thing anybody's asked you to do? That you did. That you did.
Nobody's really asked me to do anything crazy. You know what I'm saying? So nothing out of, you know, I guess the normal.
No licking ass, huh?
Oh.
But the one time I had that happen, that was not by my choice. I was handcuffed and she did it. So it was different. Yeah, I was handcuffed and she did it. So I ain't really have at that point I didn't have a choice. So
what did you say and do? Were you mad? Were you like, what did you do?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I really didn't know how to feel because a part of me felt like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I moaned like a woman for a split second and I'm like Because it caught me off guard. It caught me off guard. I was not expecting that. But I should have expected it. I should have expected it, though. I should have expected it because she kind of like lift my legs up a little bit when she got down there. And I was like, what the hell? I said, what the hell are you doing?
Wait, I gotta get a visual. Wait, I'm getting a visual. Bro, hold up.
Why do you need a visual?
Because I'm on my back. You were on your back. And she lifted your legs up like a woman and spread eagle?
She lifted them up a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
For a split second, I said, this is why I said, I laid there and I said, what the hell you, I said, what the hell you doing? I said, oh, now you can keep going. You keep going. And then, but I've never had it done after that. That was the only time.
Poor baby. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh.
What the fuck are you doing?
Got jokes. Got jokes.
It's out of love. It's not jokes when it's out of love. We on this journey together, you know.
No.
Just remember.
That night, I was on a journey by myself with someone else. So I'm just saying,
but
I was on that journey.
The thing about it is, just notice the fact that you mentioned it. So from here, we got the power to grow, baby. We in it together.
No. No. We got the power of your jokes. That's what we got.
No.
Power of your jokes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's another layer of jokes that you have now.
No, well, I already knew because you already told me. And I never made no jokes before.
It's one thing. Well, but, no, was but that it's the one first thing time? To make the joke. Yeah. Now that it's out, like it's out there now.
Visually out.
Now it's like.
Visually out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but you've been said it though.
No, yeah. I think for me was when Callie said, stop. Let me get a visual. I think that's where things got a little wrong. You know what I'm saying? When she said, let me get a visual.
I think she was trying to.
Because it was real there.
Maybe she was trying to see if you just had your balloon licked or if the tongue actually went in.
Mm.
I think that's. Like, it's different levels. I think that's why she asked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, at the end of the day, it never happened again.
You was know, it I wet or dry?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh, Callie.
That sounded like you got penetrated.
That's what it sounded like.
She hit your expressway. Jesus Christ.
The way Callie makes it sound like. When I was done, I was sitting down in the shower, like I was on Law and Order SVU or something. After it happened,
oh, stomach.
She just threw you a rag. Hey, look, don't wash your body with that hard soap. He gonna rag.
Oh my gosh!
No, but for real though, real quick.
Uh-oh.
Funny story. Got nothing to do with the situation. But, all right, so, you know I go to the VA. So, I went to this VA for my, I had my, you know, like my regular, no, I had a appointment. So, it was time for the prostate exam. So, I never had one before. So, when she did it, right? So, when it was done, why she took the little towelette thing and threw it at me and said, now clean yourself up. I felt so in that moment, I felt like shit. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Wow.
She just threw it. She threw it at me.
Damn.
He said, now you clean yourself up. I said, damn. Can't get dinner.
And she said, I'll do it again next time.
I don't want you to take that ride home sticky. Oh, shit.
But now you play messages. This is right. Play messages.
Hey, shout out to y'all. This is where I got to say, man, how y'all like the messages, man. I was
hilarious.
Booted off of this app before with Helly Tudor trolling me. Wherever I went. He even messaged me attempting to give me information. Now, I told him to please leave me alone, and he kept following me. He harasses people on here. He got me banned off of this app for 6 months. That's half a year.
What?
And I'm back on here, and he's back trolling again. People like wow. that, this is their life. This is what they do for a living. What friends do you have off of this app in real life? Probably more than likely none. Or other people like himself online. Hey, I'm gonna be honest. It's wild that it's dudes on here be flirting with babies, you know, 14, 15, 16 year olds, which is Helly Tutor. Yet he'll do what he can to get me booted off of this app by just saying words as fuck, bitch, shit, pussy, dick, asshole. And man, he's a creep on this app. He how you gonna troll kids? These babies and tell them how beautiful and attractive they are? Uh-oh. And then insult them by telling them they're thugs by smoking marijuana. You done already flirted at the baby. That was the first thing you done already did. I'm surprised he ain't got booted off of this app.
Wow.
That's wild, man.
That's like Frank.
Then again, with this great coming cosmic events, this solar flash, so people like that that refuse to work on themselves, but they're always antagonizing people. They have no idea what's awaiting. Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick. It's Helly Tutor. Clean talk for clean folk. You hair-headed hooligans and you thugs. That's right. I lived with my momsy.
Oh, hello?
Who's that at my door?
Helly, get your ass up out here, James.
Momsy, no. Don't never come into my room, momsy.
You live with me, boy.
Come into my room.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I say that everybody should band together and get Helly Tutor banned for flirting with these babies, these 14, these 15, and these 16-year-olds. He needs to be banned for flirting with these babies, flirting with these minors, and for being an antagonist on here, for trolling people. There needs to be a charge and a crime for trolling people. If you don't like what people are saying, get out of the room. Stop trying to get rid of people that don't do nothing but bring content up on here. He ain't bringing no content. He's bringing problems.
All right. Well, we're going to have to close this one out.
Yep. I didn't go sleep.
I got to get the other show uploaded. So, get it edited and stuff. So, we're going to go ahead and do final, you know, you want to give a final thought, Callie?
Yeah, sure. I want more discussion on, you know.
Fisting?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, there's an audience.
Yeah. With your legs
there's
up.
An audience for it.
Hey.
Don't do that, because you're talking about me. Don't do that. That's not nice, Callie. I'm talking about my legs up. That's not nice.
You didn't.
That's
have
why
to
you
say
laughing.
Anything.
You trying to. You trying not to hold. You were trying to hold a laugh in. You were trying to hold a laugh in, but I heard it. I heard it.
Oh,
bro, you
God.
Got a final thought.
Yeah. My final thought is I love to be in this with y'all. Y'all, I needed it today especially. I had a lot of shit happen today, so today was a day I needed y'all. I thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you got a final thought?
Yeah. It is, you know, being wise in a closed room will make you think that you are intellectual. But when you realize that it's nobody there but you, are you really?
You know what? Of all your final thoughts, I get this one. I get it.
I wanted to cook that motherfucker so bad. You just don't know how
I know you did. I know you did. Oh, he'll be back God. Next. He gonna come back next week.
I pray to God he does.
My final thought, and then my final thoughts so we can go ahead and close out. All right. My final thought. When it's your birthday and you dealing with a married woman and she want to say she got something special for you.
Oh.
Just go home. That's it. Just go home. Because if not, you find yourself handcuffed.
Oh.
With your legs up.
Toes curled.
And she at the grocery store. Getting all the groceries.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
To where you are a man clutching your, to where you're a man clutching your pearls, and we don't supposed to have pearls.
And she's the real the balloon.
And then she had the audacity to try to give me a kiss after. If you don't get your damn hands off me, unhand me. Unhand me.
The get back. She should that get back after you done finished eating the pussy, and then you just go up and start kissing them. Or when you eat the pussy, and
I do that.
Go take your fingers and then you go ahead and put it in the mouth, and you be like, yeah.
Yeah, I do that too. But I'd be damned if you, I'd be damned if you lick my ass and they gonna turn around and try to kiss me on the mouth. I'm good.
That's because you remember you had that pot roast and chicken tenders for lunch.
Uh-oh. And that's the final thought.
And that is the final thought. All right, we'll be back next week. All new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. From Gerard, a.k.a. the Gigolo Gerard, a.k.a. Gray Sweats. You got Ro, a.k.a. you know who it is. And the newest person from the podcast, Callie, a.k.a. Mike Tyson Punch Out. We are out.
Bye, y'all.